If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G. And a happy Sunday, as we are chilling with you. We thank you for following the podcast, enjoying the podcast. Well, you're listening to it, so I don't know if you're enjoying it or not. But we're celebrating Good Deeds Day today, Danny, and National Dolphin Day. Not about the Miami Dolphins. Not about the Miami Dolphins, but it's National Dolphin Day today. So very important day. Unless it's
you ever swam with dolphins before?
I have never swam with dolphins. I have watched dolphins from boats many times. I've not done that. Have you swam with dolphins before?
No, but I've swam with goldfish.
Well, it's the same thing. Yeah, they're both in the water. I bet you could probably do that in Hawaii. You could swim with dolphins. There's probably ways you can do it.
But yeah, I think there's places in Florida where you can do that as well.
Are they caged dolphins though? Is it called SeaWorld? Is that what it's called, or is it called something else?
Like, yeah, I think it's like canned tuna.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing. I did swim in Hawaii with sea turtles. That was pretty cool. Massive fish that were just everywhere. And a seal.
Next thing I know, I just saw this white thing flying at my face.
There was a seal that I swam.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever get to have the opportunity to travel to Hawaii, make sure you take one of the boats out for some snorkeling, because it is so cool to see all those turtles.
Yeah, and these things are like a couple hundred pounds. These are not little baby turtles. These things are massive. Although we were in Kauai at one of the beaches on the southern part of Kauai, and they were like swimming in the waves. They were just like chilling, hanging out. Bunch of people on the water. They didn't give a shit. You know, they're like, whatever, doing my thing, having a fine time. On this pod, we've got the meats, little pop quiz, and the mailbag. But Danny, it turns out a little birdie tells me that people that run a major fast food operation are listening to this podcast, and they're listening to what you have said for a couple of years on this podcast. Is that an accurate portrayal of what is going on, Danny?
You know, Ben, we have more fun on this podcast pointing out when we're wrong about things, but we are actually ahead of the curve on one thing that we speak about from time to time. This is from KTLA 5 News Los Angeles, and it's in quotations, "Who actually eats at Arby's?"
Who?
The fast food chain is giving away free sandwiches in the month of April to finally end the debate.
Wow!
So they're even saying, like, who's eating
it? Yeah. Actual restaurant is admitting that it's a drug front and nobody eats there. says Arby's is giving away free sandwiches throughout the month of April to challenge skeptics. Hey, that's me. That's right. The fast food chain is offering free food all month long to squash the question, who actually eats at Arby's, according to a press release.
Now, the first question is, are you going to take them up on that? And is it really a free sandwich, or do you have to buy something to get the free sandwich? I'm guessing you have to buy something, or you have to download the app.
Yeah, ding, 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 the app.
Yeah.
It says it's through the app. I'm definitely going to take them up on this because I feel like I can leave with a sandwich and some drugs.
Well, it depends what neighborhood you're in. But yeah, sure. Sure, why not? Speaking of fast food, did you see that Chick-fil-A is now the third largest fast food chain in America? Which is fascinating because they're not even open on Sunday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like to dominate, to imagine how much chicken they got to sell. They started at a mall as a mall restaurant in the late 1960s, and now they have over 3,000 locations, but they have surpassed like KFC. They're bigger than KFC. They're bigger than Popeyes and whatnot, but they're the third largest fast food chain. Chick-fil-A. Where's Arby's on that list, by the way? They sell chicken. Where's Arby's on the list? You know, page down, page down, page down. They must make money because people, they're franchises, right? Those Arby's are franchises. And so you, as a franchise owner, you have to put a bunch of money out to get one of the franchises. You're not in it to lose money. They must have the data that they somehow make money.
Do you know how much? I just looked it up. Guess how much it costs to own an Arby's franchise?
Well, I know for a McDonald's, it's like you got to have either $500,000 or $1 million. So I'd assume Arby's is somewhere in that neighborhood, like $500,000.
Oh, good. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Anywhere between $645,000 and $2,450,000.
What?
And what kind of profit are you getting on that? Like for an Arby's sandwich with the little cheese on top, what are you getting for that? Or the curly fries?
This has got to be a front for a major drug operation. And it says Arby's is franchised through the Arby's Restaurant Group and has nearly $4 billion in total revenue.
Wow. That's wild. I know the grocery store, they have in the frozen food section, they have the Arby's curly fries that you can get if you want the Arby's experience at home. And they sell a fair amount of those. I wonder if they're just making money off that. They're like basically just selling frozen curly fries and that's it.
Wrong.
All right. We haven't done the pop quiz in a long time. I think we should do that, Dan. We're going to put you on the spot here. Are you ready for the pop quiz? Are you prepared for the pop quiz?
I've never been more unprepared.
All right, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, these are random questions we have found from the interweb, kind of like, you know, who knew or whatever, mind-bending type questions. So we'll quiz Danny. And the way this works, in theory, we will run some of these past Danny, and then you can play along as you listen to the pod and see if you can do better than Danny. So the average person will have nearly 25 of these in their lifetime, Danny. 25 of these in their lifetime.
Mistresses.
Mistresses. All right. Let's see. Page down. No, that is incorrect. The correct answer, Danny, is pets.
Oh, yeah. One dies and people get sad, and then the next week they replace them.
Let's do the math, though. That can't be dogs, right? Because the average lifespan, let's do some Mahler math here on the podcast. They said there would be.
You're right. That's got to be a total of goldfish, which we just previously mentioned.
A dog lives about, let's say, 11 years on average, maybe. That's about right. So 11, and then you do that times 25. That would mean you would be living to 275 years of age to have 25 dogs. Yeah,
no. You're right. This has got to be like hamsters and all the crap that kids ask for.
The goldfish, are they counting that? The pet goldfish? Yeah. Okay.
A little lizard in a tank, all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What's next on Pop Quiz? This household item first appeared in ancient Egypt and still to this day is regularly seen in houses around the world. And when it appeared in ancient Egypt, it was game changing. It was
that's easy then. The vibrator.
Yes, they had the it was the plug-in one. They didn't have the batteries back then. But no, the correct answer, Danny, is scissors.
Oh, okay.
Scissors. Imagine when scissors came around. Like, oh my God, I can cut things. This is amazing.
It's the opposite of pleasure. This is what women run and chase you with when they're mad.
Go!
Yeah, and the scissors thing, it's one of those deals. It's like, was that like a deadly force with the scissors? Were people trying to ban the scissors because you could die from scissors? You think that was going on?
Back then, were these okay to take through TSA?
Great question. Like when you went on the ancient Egyptian wagon, was that a lot? I don't know. All right. 40% of adults surveyed say they have gone at least 3 days without doing this. At least 3 days without doing this. And I bet you it's higher than that. I bet you it's higher than that. What do you think? 40% of adults surveyed say they have gone at least 3 days without
snorting cocaine.
Snorting cocaine. Well, come on. You're not in L.A., Danny. Yeah, you can't go more than 12 hours without that. But they say 40% of adults surveyed said they had gone at least 3 days without a face-to-face conversation.
Loser.
But that? Yeah.
Your computer doesn't count?
Zoom, da doom, doom, doom.
That's screen to screen, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that does not, unfortunately, does not count. But I could get that. I go in now, so it's like I have to see people and have brief face-to-face conversations. So, on the weekends, I don't think I go a day without having a face-to-face conversation. I know I live by myself. Maybe that would be the case, but that's not the case. All right. A recent study says on a construction site, women are better at doing this than men.
Better at getting catcalls.
You better get me that good stuff.
And better at catcalls. Getting oodled. No, that is incorrect. Hammering nails. They're more accurate at hammering nails.
I want proof on this.
Don't you just use a nail gun if you're out there on the site, the job site? Those giant nail guns?
There's probably some spaces where those nail guns don't fit.
Hmm. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? Page down. All right. Nearly half of American adults over the age of 50 admit they do this at least once a month. Over the age of 50, nearly half of American adults over the age of 50 do this at least once a month.
Run over a cat.
Well, that's clearly more than that. No, the answer is to play video games. Don't you think that number's higher because almost everyone's got smartphones?
Yeah, I guess it depends what you consider a video game. Like, you play Scrabble. Does that count?
I think it does count. I do play a lot of Scrabble. I'm very good at Scrabble. I was very happy. I had a big Scrabble win this week. Thanks for bringing it up, Danny. This guy, I played a random Scrabble game.
We might as well talk about our brackets from last week.
Yeah, that's what people want to hear. And so this guy, he got a 78 on the first word. So I'm down 78 to nothing before I make my first move on Scrabble. And I beat the guy by 100. I kicked his ass, okay? I dominated this schmuck who thought he was going to win because he jumped out to a big 78 to nothing lead. And I came back and I squished the guy. I delivered the haymaker is what I did to that loser. How dare him think that he was going to get on top of me? Not going to happen. All right, what's next on Pop Quiz? Let's see here. Go page down here. 80% of people say it upsets them to hear this.
When you take a call from Marcel.
Oh, my gosh.
Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Don't worry. It's just tete-a-tots.
Who's the gambling guy? Poppy?
Yeah, he hadn't called, though. He was banned for a week, okay. And he stopped calling again. So,
I was going to say, when people hear Poppy's voice.
Yeah, that annoys people. I think we chased him away, though, again. Who knows? He might be back. But 80% of people say it upsets them to hear their own voice. Their own voice. So, yeah, I'm in that category.
It's weird. It's like how actors are uncomfortable sometimes watching their work back on the big screen.
Yeah, and on Benny versus the Penny, it was a little cringeworthy to watch that. Although the person, I forget the person's name that I did the show with, they had no problem watching themselves on television.
Here's Tom Looney.
They loved to watch themselves on television. They could not wait to watch themselves on television.
The Penny loved him some Penny.
On the other side, I was like, oh boy, I look disgusting. Why would anyone watch this? It's so bad. My God, it's horrible. And that whole thing. So a little different perspective, you know, a little different perspective, but yeah, it's what happens.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
What else do we have? Let's see. Over 58 million Americans did this in 2022, spending over $52 billion in the process. 58 million Americans, 2022, spent over $52 billion in the process.
This was when we were all ordering food. So I'm going to say used a DoorDash app.
DoorDash app. That is incorrect. This is the answer we were looking for on Pop Quiz, camping. We were looking at camping was the answer, Danny. Okay. Huh. Didn't you and the wife, you told the story, you went not total camping. It was, what was it called? What was the term?
Yeah, it was Fugazi camping. There was glamping.
Glamping was the term.
Yeah. It's like half camping and half real roof over your head.
Yeah. But if it's like being a vegetarian and wanting to eat meat. You know, if you want to camp, don't just go out there and camp. Although that place, you sent me the link. It did look pretty cool.
That place was cool. That was in Avila Beach, California.
Will you be going back there?
Yeah, we will head back there. It's on a hill overlooking the ocean. It's pretty beautiful.
Love driving up the California coast. Beautiful. And it's there's very few drives as cool as that up the coast. All right. We'll do one more, and then we'll get to the mailbag. And over half of the sales of this item are at a convenience store. Over half the sales of this item are at a convenience store. And the person most associated with this item back in the day was a wrestler.
Step into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, look at you. You got that one right, Danny. I set you up for that one, but you got it right. Slim Jim.
Well, I was actually going to guess that before you said wrestler.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah, because when I think snack at the gas station, I always ask my girl for a Slim Jim.
You want to step into a Slim Jim? All right. Well, that is the correct answer. So reminds me of a guy I worked with. I've told the story a few times over the years, but this guy at WEI, and when I was filling in doing for like 2 years, I did some shows for EI in Boston. And this guy was a nighttime host, but he had another job. He was a candy salesman. He was a lollipop salesman. And he talked to me one time off the air. We were talking about how the lollipop business works and that there's so much negotiation with these big stores like Target and Walmart on product placement, because so many people don't go to a store to buy a lollipop, but when they're waiting online to check out and they see a nice lollipop, they'll buy the lollipop. So it's a huge thing for these lollipop companies to get product placement right there where you're checking out those last-minute impulse purchases.
Maybe you can suck on it, and that'll make it better.
That was clearly edited. I never said what you're playing here. I never said that. Let's get to the mailbag. Ready for the mailbag?
It's in the bag. Ben's mailbag.
All right. Thank you, Ohio Al. First one from Tommy in Cincinnati. Says, hey, Ben. Benny the Brazen and Danny G, a longtime listener here, huge fan. Ben, I listen to the podcast working the dreaded day shift. It is convenient as I can hit the volume quick when you scream and yell, which is quite often. What do I do, Tommy? Number one! Like that? Oh.
Turn that down for the listeners.
All right. Tommy from Cincy says, my question, when you are on the mic from the North Woods, does your lovely wife ever complain about your volume as she is trying to sleep? Keep up the amazing work. Well, thank you, Tommy. So, yeah, I don't do the show from the home studio as often as I used to. Don't do that. And when we have house guests, I don't do it at all because I'll keep them up all night. But we have a pretty good system. My studio is away from most people. There's a guest room that we have, like an extra bedroom that is right next to the guest studio. So if we have a guest staying at the house, I'm screwed. I'm porked. Not going to work. But other than that, like, everyone's far away and they can, you know, the wife can sleep. And usually the key is she goes to bed early enough where my screaming and howling, Tommy, do not wake her up because she's already sleeping. Once you get to a certain point in sleep, you know, she's a pretty good sleeper. I'm not a great sleeper, so it'd be more of a problem for me. But thank you for asking, Tommy, and thank you for listening to the podcast. And go have some Skyline Chili with Andy Furman and Justin in Cincinnati and just Josh, if he's still around. He doesn't really listen live anymore. All right, let's see. Would you rather Will from Dallas writes, and he's got three. He says his shtickla here is would you rather questions. I think he stole that from Nick in Wisconsin. So I don't think that's original, Will. Are you ready for would you rather questions from Will in Dallas, Danny?
Let's do it.
All right. Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Well, 10 minutes, because what the hell good is 150 years going to do for us? We're dead.
Exactly. You could 150 years, you could help out. You could help some people out in your family by investing in certain products. And the family would make a lot of money. And maybe you'll be a hero, assuming they don't sell the stock when you're dead. But the 10-minute thing you can make some money at. Because with in-game betting, if you knew what's going to happen 10 minutes from now, you could freaking kill it. And think about just in the casino in general, playing roulette, playing poker, craps. If you knew for the next 10 minutes how the dice were going to roll in craps, are you kidding me?
On live radio shows, you could ruin everybody's punchlines.
Oh, well, that's what Eddie does that anyway. He does not need that.
How about shut up?
What else do we have? Well, Will from Dallas, he says, would you rather have telekinesis, that's the ability, Danny, to move things with your mind, or the ability to read minds, to have the ability to read minds. So to move things or read minds. Boy, if I think you start reading people's minds, you're not going to like what you're reading. You know what I'm saying? I go to a very dark place.
What are you
going to
do to move things, though? Like, what are you going to do with that skill?
As a magician, think if you were a magician and you could actually, like, magic's all fake, but if you could actually move shit as a magician, oh my God, you'd be the biggest show in Vegas. You'd have a Broadway show. You'd be huge. You'd be a superhero. If you could move things, not fake with strings and smoke and mirrors, but to actually move things.
It'd be like the Roy Hobbs of magicians, though. Suddenly show up with this major skill and everybody in the magician world would be like, where the hell have you been your whole life?
But the ability to read minds, though, Danny, again, it's like, you know, you're gonna get a lot of stuff you don't want to know, although it could help you in certain areas. Like if you're, you know, you're unsure you're in a relationship, you're unsure if the other person kind of likes you or not for real, you can kind of get that answer. But is that really worth that much? I don't know. Maybe it is. Last one from Will. Would you rather, Will from Dallas, he says, would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life? That's a pretty good one, actually. So I feel like the internet has all the answers and is also the creation of all the problems. But it takes up so much of our time, and it's almost impossible to do what we do now without the internet. So I'd have to give up my beloved air conditioning, and I would have to give up my heating. I just have to get fans. That's not really air conditioning, right? Fans are not air conditioning. It's a fan.
I am a monkey fan.
So I just have to get some fans.
But when it's like 110 degrees in Southern California, all the fan does is blow the hot air into your face.
In the face!
This is true. But with the internet, I could find a way to futz around with the fan. You know, they have those old school.
You could hire topless maids to fan you with a spade.
Well, there's that. But you could also, you have those like hokey fans, the original fans where they just put like a block of ice behind the fan and then the ice would melt and then the cold air from the ice would lead, you know, cool you down. That might be violating it, but. Would you give up the internet for air conditioning, Danny?
I don't think I could make it through a Los Angeles summer without air conditioning. And how often you and I both visit our suburb of LA, which is Las Vegas, gotta have it there. So I can't imagine not having AC.
So you would give up the internet. Danny G is willing to say goodbye to the microblogging world.
Yeah, good riddance.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Steve in Southern California writes in and says, hey guys, I grew up watching the Dodgers in the 90s. I was a huge Mike Piazza fan. Does he still have a grudge with the team? Steve, I'm not his mother or his father. I don't think you are, Danny, either. So I'll tell you what I know. Piazza, I was there. I was covering the team when he was with the Dodgers, and he was the biggest star since Sandy Koufax. Everyone loved Mike Piazza. People find this hard to believe, but he was a bigger deal than Kobe Bryant. At one point, he was the rock star of L.A.
There was a mural of him on the side of Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, he was bigger than life, Piazza. And then they traded him to the Marlins. Piazza thought he was going to get a contract. He was convinced he was going to spend his whole career with the Dodgers. He loved L.A., lived in the South Bay. He enjoyed all of the perks of L.A., you name it, all the debauchery you can get into in Los Angeles.
Got several superstars from the Marlins, though.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, Charles Johnson, who never made an error with the Marlins. And then we figured out the reason he never made an error is because the official scorer was in the tank. He was catching in Miami. Anyway, Piazza got so upset that the Dodgers did not give him, A, the contract that he thought he was going to get, and then B, traded him, did the unimaginable. It was May 15th, 1998, I believe, was the day. It was sports radio night at Dodger Stadium. It was our radio station was doing a promotion, giving away these really cool radios.
Never heard of them.
Imagine doing that these days. But they did, and that was the night the Dodgers were playing, I believe, Montreal, if I remember correctly. Piazza showed up with a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey and was traded. But the trade was held up because Gary Sheffield had a no-trade clause and demanded more money. Otherwise, he wasn't going to be part of the trade. Remember that. Todd Zeal was included in that. He went to the Marlins.
That's right.
It was Jim Eisenreich, Gary Sheffield, Charles Johnson, and there was like some other like minor league player or something like that. So
scrubs.
Yeah, didn't work out. Sheffield put up some good numbers, but they didn't never embraced the whole Dodger thing. He was just a vagabond. Kevin from the Bay writes in. He says, hey, guys, with the A's leaving town soon, what are the chances that Oakland ends up getting another big league team in my lifetime? Well, I don't know how old Kevin is. How old are you planning on living, Kevin? It's going to be at least 25 years. Right, Danny? At least 25 years minimum.
Talked about it on our podcast before. Crime and everything else has gotten so bad there in that area that people aren't trying to move in there. They're trying to get out of that area. It needs a big time cleanup.
Yeah, but that does change. I mean, politics change. California used to be conservative. Ronald Reagan.
You're right. But Ben, I've been waiting two decades for somebody to step in and help that city out.
No, I hear you. But it's not going to last forever. I mean, things, people evolve, people change, people get tired of the bullshit, get tired of having to close restaurants because of crime and all that. And at some point, there'll be a sea change. But it's going to have to happen for a fair amount of time. But then the other thing is you just need somebody who's really wealthy from Oakland that wants to bring back a baseball team to that area. But then you also have the Giants, who are a robot. You think the Giants are going to want to allow another team to come into their area? They're going to be like, no way. We're not going to do that. We now own all of Northern California.
Well, maybe if Sacramento has a good run here with the temporary A's, maybe potentially they can become a new MLB city.
Yeah, I could see that. But you got to have the money people. There's a lot of tech people with money, tons of it. There's tons of rich people in Northern California that could, any one of them could buy the A's 15 times over or buy a baseball team and put it in that area. But as you said, Danny, with the crime and it's like Sodom and Gomorrah in parts of Oakland. Why would you put a team there? It makes no sense at this point. Mike from Vegas writes and says, this is for you, Danny. Said, I heard your story last week about Murphy's Law. I was wondering if you will count the bets that you don't make as wins with Covino and Rich. He wants to know, A, if you don't bet, does that count as a win? And he wants to know if you're going to bet again going forward with those guys.
What do you think? Like, if you stay out of a bet that you wish you made,
you're gonna do it. You're gonna put your money in. I bet.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. Is when I saw him in that $450 in cold cash money in his hands, it ruined the rest of that night. So you're damn right I'm going to do it next time.
All right, last one on the mailbag. JJ from Orlando, the home of Mickey Mouse, writes in, says, Ben and Danny, I just found your overnight show recently, and I wanted to know, how the heck have you found all these people that call your show, all the crazy people that call your show? Are they real? No, they're all fake. I'm like Phil Hendry. No, JJ, this is one of the things we talked about this a little bit on the Friday podcast where I did the deep dive on the Hendry documentary as I gave a Maller film review. And you can check that out when you're done listening to this podcast, which is almost over. But JJ, my special skill is the zany people that call talk radio. It's like a moth to a flame. They find the show. They find me out. I don't know how we've always been able to pull this off over the years.
Yes.
As far as I know, they're all real people. There are some that I thought were fake, like Jeannie and Medford, that turned out to be real people.
Oh, that isn't funny.
These are people living amongst us, JJ. These are your neighbors. These are your relatives. These are your fellow human beings out there. So anyway, we'll get out on that. I'll be back. I should be back tonight. Assuming everything goes well with the travel today, should be back, and we'll recap all that happened over the last couple of days in the sporting world. Danny, anything you want to promote here on this Sunday?
Well, yeah, I have a show for you. I have a little homework assignment for you.
All right.
Earlier on the podcast, we talked about magicians.
Yeah.
There's a cool new show on Netflix. Justin Willman is a pretty well-known magician. He's got a new show called The Magic Prank Show. Really good. You should check that out. Justin Willman, The Magic Prank Show.
And that's on Netflix, you said?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
All right. I'll check it out.
I thought of you when he was doing little tricks, getting ready for the pranks. I'm like, I bet you Ben would like this.
Yeah, I'm into magic. I like the whole magic thing. I would have been a great magician. When I went to Disneyland, my parents probably thought I was a little on the spectrum because I would just want to go to the magic shop at Disneyland. I loved the magic shop. I loved all the gags at the magic shop. That was where I wanted to be, right there on Main Street, USA.
Little did they know you were going to turn out to be the next Steve Martin.
Oh, absolutely. All right, have a great rest of your day. We will catch you next weekend on the pod. I'll be back tonight, 11 o'clock. In the West, 2 a.m. Monday morning in the East with a fresh week of the original recipe, Ben Maller Show, and we'll talk to you then.
Later, skater.
Got a murder, gotta go.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
All right,
needed.
Let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.